Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 87. Sing hymn 87. There's a great day coming, a great day coming, there's a great day coming by and by. When the saints and the sinners shall be parted one and left, are you ready for that day to come? Judgment day. Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a bright day coming, a bright day coming, there's a bright day coming by and by. But this brightness shall only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a sad day coming, a sad day coming, there's a sad day coming by and by. When the sinner shall hear his doom depart, I know you not. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Let us turn to Psalms 50. Psalms 50. It is a psalm of Asaph. In Jesus' name I read Psalms 50 verse 1. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. 3. Our God comes, he does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire, round about him is a mighty tempest. 4. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. 5. Gather to me, my faithful ones, who make a covenant with me by sacrifice. 6. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you, I am God, your God. 8. I do not reprove you for your sacrifices. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. 9. I will accept no bull from your house, nor he-goat from your foes. 10. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. 11. I know all the birds of the air, and all that move in the field is mine. 12. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and all that is in it is mine. 13. Do I eat flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? 14. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. 16. But to the wicked God says, what right has you to recite my statutes, or take my covenant on your lips? 17. For you hate discipline, and you cast my words behind you. 18. If you see a thief, you are a friend of his, and you keep company with adulterers. 19. You give your mouth free rein for evil, and your tongue frames deceit. 20. You sit and speak against your brother and slander your own mother's son. 21. These things have you have done, and I have been silent. You thought that I was one like yourself, but now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. 22. Mark this then, you who forget God, lest I run and there be none to deliver. 23. He who brings thanksgiving as his sacrifice honors me. To him who orders his way aright, I will show the salvation of God. Psalm 50, as in the topic given, a psalm of Asaph. Psalm 50 tells us about God's judgment. But his judgment in Psalm 50, it is on his people, the Israelites, the covenantal people of God. So when we say Psalm 50, it is on God's judgment, it tells us about a covenant lawsuit. A covenant lawsuit. Psalm 50 can be divided into three parts or three sections. The first part, from verse 1 to 6, from verses 1 to 6, it tells us God is the judge. Second part, verse 7 to 21, 7 to 21, it tells us God's charges. God charged his people. Third part, verse 22 and 23, the conclusion. We will run through first part now. From verse 1 to 6, it tells us God is the judge. Let us read verse 6. Verse 6. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. God is a righteous judge. God himself, he is the judge. In verse 1, the mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth, means he gathers the people. From the rising of the sun to its setting, he will gather his people from east and west. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, verse 2, God shines forth. It tells us about God who is a judge, where he will gather his people. And take note, in verse 4, he calls to the heavens above, to the earth, that he may judge his people. So please take note, this judgment, as in Psalm 50, it is towards God's people. God will judge his people. Similarly today, in the future judgment, let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Peter tells us the time has come for judgment to begin with the household of God, the church. So let us take note. In God's judgment, we, the church, God's people, we will be judged first. So at the time, he will summon the people of the earth, gather them from east and west. Then he will come to judge. Let us turn back to Psalms 50. Psalms 50, verse 3. Our God comes, He does not keep silence. Before Him is a devouring fire, round about Him a mighty tempest. Means God, He in the future will be the destroyer. And here says, God comes. God comes. Let us refer to Daniel. Let's refer to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7, it tells us about the judgment day 9 and 10. Daniel chapter 7, 9 and 10. Verse 9. As I look, thrones were placed, and one that was Ancient of Days took his seat. This referred to God. His raiment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames. Wheels were burning fire. Then a stream of fire issued and came forth from before him. A thousand served him, and ten thousand stood before him, the angels. The court sat in judgment. Take note, the court sat in judgment, and the books were open. Daniel 7, 9 and 10 tell us about the judgment day. It tells us about the throne of judgment. It is quite similar as in Revelation chapter 20, 11 and 12, the great white throne of judgment. So the Lord will come, He will not keep silence, He will judge His people. Psalms 50, verse 4. Verse 4 says, He calls to the heavens above, to the earth, that He may judge His people. Here tells us about heavens and earth. Why mention about heavens and earth? They are witnesses. They are witnesses of God. Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 25 and 26. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 25 and 26. 25. When you beget children and children's children and have grown old in the land, if you act corruptly by making graven images in the form of anything and by doing what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God, so as to provoke Him to anger. 26. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you are going over the Jordan to possess. You will not live long upon it, but will be utterly destroyed. God warned them through Moses that God will call heaven and earth to witness against them. If they disobey God, they sin against God, then in the end, God will bring judgment upon him. He will have his witnesses. Let's turn back, Psalm 50, verse 5. Verse 5 says, gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. It tells us about God's people. Who are they? They are the covenantal people of God in whom God make a covenant. And let us look at the covenant. What is the content of the covenant? What are they to do? Let's turn to Exodus 24. Exodus chapter 24. Let us read 7 and 8. Exodus 24, 7 and 8. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. We will be obedient. So take note, they themselves declare, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient. Verse 8. And Moses took the blood and threw it upon the people and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant with which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. Remember, they were the covenantal people of God. They declared that they will be obedient to the Lord, obedient to His commandments, to His words. Now, God says, Psalms 50 verse 5, God will gather them, His covenantal people. So God will be judge over them, but His judgment will be a righteous judgment. This is the first part of Psalms 50. God is the judge, where God will judge His people, the covenantal people. Now we run through second part. Psalms 57 to 21. This part tells us about God's charge. Let us read verse 7. Verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. When God says, I will testify against you, now God bring His charges against them. I am God, your God. And we divide this second section into two areas. Since God, now He will bring charges against them, He will testify against them, in what area? Verse 8 to 15. It tells us about religious life. Religious life, it tells us about worship and sacrifices. In verse 8, I do not reprove you for your sacrifices. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. At the time, they thought that they did right. Alright, again I say, at the time, God's people, the Israelites, they thought that they did right. They thought that God will accept their sacrifices, their burnt offerings. So they continually offer up to Him. But what did God say? From verse 9 to 13, God says, I will accept no bull from your house, nor he goats from your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on the thousand hills. I know all the birds of the air, and all that move in the field is mine. 12, God says, if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and all that is in it is mine. God do not need all this. Verse 13, do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? God wants them to understand He does not require all these sacrifices and offerings that they burnt to them continually. So God wants them to understand what God wants is genuine worship. Genuine worship. Not empty rituals. Not empty rituals. In verse 14, God told them, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, or make thanksgiving your sacrifice to God. When we say thanksgiving, it is truly from the heart. Truly understand God's blessing towards them. Truly understand their relationship with God. And most important, truly they understand the salvation, the deliverance, the redemption of the Lord. So what God wants them is that thanksgiving from their heart, from the soul, from the spirit. And what God wants, pay your vows to the Most High. They should not simply vow, but if you have made a vow, you pay your vows. 15, and pray. And call upon me, pray to me in the day of trouble. God says, I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. God wants is genuine worship from the heart and in obedience to His commandments, his teachings. Let's turn to Psalms 40. Psalms 40. Verse 6 to 8. Psalms 40, 6 to 8. Verse 6. Sacrifice and offering thou dost not desire, but thou hast given me an open ear. So this open ear is to listen to God's law, God's teaching. Burnt offering and sin offering thou hast not required. Then I said, Lo, I come, and in the roll of the book it is written of me. This roll of the book, it refers to the law of God. But why the author says it is written of me? Because God's words, God's teaching, it is a reflection, like in James. James says it is like a mirror to allow us to understand, to show forth the true condition that one is in. So the author says, verse 7, Then I said, Lo, I come. In the roll of the book, it is written of me. Now he make a resolution. This was his determination. I delight to do thy will. O my God, thy law is within my heart. This is what the Lord requires. He do not require offering, but he wants obedience to his words. Turn back Psalms 50. So apart from religious life, the second subsection in this second part, Psalms 50. Psalms 50, 16 to 21. 16 to 21, it tells us about societal life, their daily life in the society, in dealings with others. It tells us about their deeds and their words. Verse 16, But to the wicked God says, What right have you to recite my statutes and take my covenant on your lips? They were the covenantal people of God, but what did they do? Verse 17, For you hate discipline, means they hated correction. And you cast my words behind you. They hated God's words, God's command. 18. If you see a thief, you are a friend of his, and you keep company with adulterers. They committed sinful deeds, and they were always in company with evildoers and sinners. 19. You give your mouth free rein from evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother and slander your own mother's son. They spoke lies. They slander. To their words of deceit, they cheated others. They did all this. Verse 21. These things you have done, and I have been silent. You thought that I was one like yourself. So they took God for granted because God was silent. So they continue to do what God hates. Take note, here says, these things you have done, I have been silent. In actuality, they thought God was silent, but no, God took everything into account. That is why verse 3, when God comes, our God comes, he does not keep silence. Take note. Don't think that today the Lord never do anything against us. We take it for granted and we do not fear him. But remember, everything will be taken into account. When the Lord comes, the Lord will bring all these charges. He will not keep silence. So this second part tells us about the charge of God in their religious life. In their religious life and matters concerning their societal life. In verse 21, the lower portion, But now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. These two areas. Lastly, third part, the conclusion. 22. Mark this then, you who forget God, lest I rend lest I tear you and there be none to deliver. So let us take heed of God's warning. Let us be those who fear him and not those who have forget him. Verse 23, he who brings thanksgiving as his sacrifice honors me. So remember what God requires, what God desires. God places emphasis on genuine religious life. Again, I repeat, God places emphasis on genuine religious life. Second line, verse 23, to him who orders his way aright, means we change our life, we make our life right according to his teachings, his commandments, a life in obedience. So in this conclusion, remember, God places emphasis on genuine religious life and on obedience to his teachings, his words, his commandment. If we do this, the last statement says, I will show the salvation of God. We pray the Lord guide us so that we are able to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Jesus and in relation to God's judgment. Let us lead a good life. May the Lord help us. Now we will pray. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord Jesus. We will end our family altar here. The Lord bless and guide.